It's 1981 in New York City, and history is being made. More than 2,000 people tapping their way into the Guinness Book of Records. Tap dancing is back. In classes like this one in Manhattan, tap dance excitement has been rediscovered.
It's the only way you can make a lot of noise and nobody minds. The cheaper the psychiatry, the lots more fun. It's very musical, and it's very lively, and it's lots of fun.
It's fun to some people, but to others, it evokes bitter memories of black stereotypes. Some folks down in New Orleans still entertain for a few dollars with syncopated feet. Much as 73-year-old Charles Honey Coles did over a half century ago in Philadelphia.
Every night we'd get on that street corner and we'd dance till far into the night, and then neighborhood guys would come to compete, you know, and so it became a highly competitive thing. And then you developed a little thing with another guy, and so you kind of act together.
What an act it was. Honey Coles and Charlie Atkins embodied the classic movements of tap dancing. They were to tap what Duke Ellington was to music, elegant. These scenes are from CBS's Camera 3 production back in 1965. Bill Bojangles Robinson is perhaps the most famous tap dancer of all time. His style, interpreted here by Coles and Atkins, was unmistakable. Even jazz itself was influenced by tap dancer John Bubbles.
Along came Bubbles and he started dropping heels. You know, like with this different dynamic sound. And the drummers started listening to that. And after a while, they started doing that. And then after a while, the horns started doing that. And as far as I'm concerned, that's the beginning of bebop.
And the Nicklaus Brothers gave us a style of flash tap that has never been topped. The wheel turns, and tap dancing, nearly discarded not long ago, is back in such Broadway shows as 42nd Street, My One and Only, and The Tap Dance Kid, starring Hinton Babel. Honey Coles sees Battle as a good example of the new generation of tap dancers.
Oh, I love him. He's not a tap dancer. Neither is Fred Astaire. But Hinton is not a tap dancer. Hinton is probably one of the finest ballet, probably all-around dancers in the business. But he has adjusted to tap so beautifully. He's today's tap dancer because he has the combination of ballet and modern and jazz and everything included into tap dancing.
Growing up, the only shows I saw were on television, which were the Bojangles and the Nicklaus Brothers. And so I don't know if I was influenced by it or just I enjoyed it very much. And because I think each individual performer has its own particular style, and I mean, because the Honey Coles is so much different than the Nicklaus Brothers. I mean, he's so cool and calm, and the Nicklaus Brothers are jumping off the steps and splitting their brains out, you know. But I mean, enjoy it, but you don't really want to copy someone else's work. I mean, you want to be able to add something new to something that's been established for so long, and it's kind of nice to have been able to do that, you know, so.
Charles Honey Coles
is currently featured on Broadway in My One and Only with Tommy Tune. His laid-back style is unique and looks easy, but it stems from a kind of genius and a mastery of the basics. Tap dancing and jazz are firmly linked through individual expression.
Every dancer, in spite of the fact that we all basically know the same things, you take those same things. For example, you as a pianist, you take a basic chord and you play around with that chord until you get Billy Taylor on that chord. You know, you're not someone else playing that chord. That's you on the chord, and that's the way it was with tap dancing. And that's the nice thing about tap dancing. It's such an individual thing.
To the tourist watching this boy dancing on the streets of the French Quarter in New Orleans, it's no more than a casual diversion. Yet this kind of dancing may be a strong negative symbol for others.
You know what I resent, Billy, and I must say this, and I got to say it. We've lectured in every college in the United States, and a lot abroad, never in a black college. I think there's some sort of a stigma that's still attached to the people's way of thinking as far as black colleges are concerned, that they think this is an Uncle Tom thing. We're the only art form that America has to offer, the only dance art form that America has to offer.
Many of the Hollywood presentation of tap dancing, as far as black people was concerned, was derogatory. I mean, a guy was sweeping the streets and he started to tap dance, or he was a waiter and he started to tap dance. I mean, rarely did a black artist get a chance to just come out on the stage and dance, because that's what he did, you know.
I think it's kind of fading away now, but I think it lingered down through the years, because the so-called better class black person frowned on that, you know. But that was a way of life. That was a way of life, period, you know. That's the only way you could work. It lingered more, I think, with black people than it did with whites, because they didn't want their black children to come up in that sort of light. And consequently, they sent their black children to ballet school. They didn't send them to tap school. Of course, I don't know whether there were any great tap schools around then. There must have been. But they sent them to ballet school because this is what they felt relieved them of that onus of down there.
But those were the times, and that's what was happening at those times, so things were looked at differently. People don't look at it that way. So I think it has changed a lot of people's opinion as far as that is concerned with tap, and it's just an art form. It's a pure art form, and I think that's, they see it as what it really is and not putting any sort of political statements with it, you know, anymore. So that's kind of nice.
Despite vast differences in style and perceptions, the line of fine dancers continues. Hinton Battle, member of the new breed, continues in the tradition of the great tap dancers of the past.
It's hard to think of yourself in that way, you know, as being someone that is continuing something. But I do feel that is kind of what's happening, you know. And it's nice. It's really nice. And it's also
nice. See, this is the thing about tap dancing. You never saw a sad tap dancer.